This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Anything you hear may and will be used against you. Thank you.
Call security!
We met young Ryan Hoppy. Ryan.
Okay, and your name?
Ryan Hoppy.
Okay, Ryan Hoppy, where do you live?
Arlington Heights.
Ah, so you're from the rich north suburbs.
What's going on, Ryan Hoppy? This is Tony Romo.
Your buddy, Ryan Hoppy.
No one knows who Ryan Hoppy is.
You never have to worry about offending Ryan Hoppy.
Isn't he like 7 foot tall?
He's 7 foot tall.
He's a kid.
He's right. A kid.
He's got good mentors.
And he's motivated.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
If I may quote T.I. from the hit song, "What up? What's happening? All you haters can get at me." 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Baby, let's go.
This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. This show is for if you're in a frat house, you're in a sorority or a dorm. It's to make your homework go by. It's to entertain you. You're sitting in traffic. Your favorite radio show is in a commercial break. I'm here to entertain you. Oh, man. I almost didn't record today's show. Today's show almost didn't happen. Today's show almost didn't go down. What happened was I have one of those My Passport Ultra, like, ginormous flash drives, which is a very millennial thing to have because no Gen Zer is like, oh, my God, give me a hard drive with 500 megabytes. Woo. And they all want iPhones. You know what I mean? Like, it's very much a late millennial thing. So on there is every single radio show I've ever done going back to 2012. Every single one. It's also got a lot of podcasts on there. Literally every hot talk show. It's the format for edgy radio. I got Bob and Tom on there. Got Mancow, Howard, Opie and Anthony. All these different names. And I also got TV shows in that. And I had a cord for it that I lost in my other apartment, but it would say that the files were, like, not haunted, but I forget the way they, it was like pretty much saying, don't plug this into the computer. But I was thinking it was the cord because I don't want to lose everything on the hard drive. So today, a few days ago on Amazon Prime, well, first of all, when I ordered the cord the first time, it was coming from a third party source, at Amazon, and then I'm like waiting and waiting and waiting, and then the cord never shows up, so then we get the refund, blah, blah, blah. So then I get the cord again, and the cord comes into the mail, and I plug it in, and I have two laptops. I got this Mac Pro that I'm using right now. Solid, but like all Apple devices, you wonder when it's going to die. Like my iPhone's beginning to kind of like freeze up a little bit. And it makes you a little nervous because when you don't have the finances to just go out there and buy a new electronic, it's kind of nerve-wracking, kind of unnerving. So I plug in the flash drive to my other laptop. When I was on that No Filter network and I did that very short-lived video show because I realized I like talking behind a mic more than being on camera, it did well. Had like two episodes. It was whatever. I was on a network. I bought this specific laptop so that I could film myself because you needed a specific laptop to do live videos. So I've been using that for the last year. And then today I have like 20 YouTube videos open. And normally, like, even with thunder outside and potentially the Wi-Fi going down, so my girlfriend's like, your laptop's freezing because the Wi-Fi is going down. And I'm like, you're probably sort of correct. And then all of a sudden the screen gave me that little flashy like screen of death. Like, you know, like when the computer goes, oh, we got viruses and you're gonna have to take this in. And I'm just like, oh man, not good times. So this show almost didn't go down. So the next time you're wondering what podcast to listen to, always remember that I spent an hour trying to figure out how to do this show. Always remember that I spent an hour to entertain you, that I worked my ass off. Not at all. I'm just sitting here talking crap.
Oh, happy Hot Topic.
Ah, what the hell is going on with the despicable pieces of excrement known as the Duggars? Tell me all about it, because I know they're so out of control and they're so nuts, it's crazy. We don't even know what to do with them.
Jill and Derek Dillard are speaking out about Josh Duggar's federal prison sentence. The couple,
I'm gonna go on a limb and say that they're not cool with it,
broke their silence on Thursday after Josh was sentenced to over 12 years in federal prison for his child pornography conviction.
Right. And you know, they there's gonna be not a lot of interruption, but I'm using an older laptop, so pardon the, if anything, any technical difficulties. You know that they thought they were going to get away with it, and then nothing was going to happen, and oh, we're the rich and elite. I love seeing the rich and elite go down. It's a great feeling. It really makes you happy when you see those dirtbags go down.
Writing on their personal blog that they are, quote, neither rejoicing nor disappointed by the sentence, but they are.
That's the problem, is nobody's like crucifying him. Everyone's kind of like somewhat defending him, like being passive aggressive. Like, oh, having the worst of despicable, inhuman videos. Oh, but we're such people of God. Like, it would make sense that a religious person would defend pedophilia.
They are, quote, thankful it's over. The Bible clearly states that God affects justice and vengeance through the governing authorities, though some believe Josh should have received a greater sentence and still fewer believe he should have received a lighter sentence. God has carried out his vengeance today for his unspeakable criminal activity. Until now, he has yet to be held accountable to the extent necessary to cause change in his dangerous pattern of behavior. The post.
Oh, yeah, but in the afterlife, he'll get the punishment. The all-forgiving, real afterlife. Tell me about it, God. I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
In his dangerous pattern of behavior, the post reads in part. The post concludes with the couple saying they hope that Jill's brother is able to get treatment. It is unfortunate, but it seems that it may take spending over a decade in federal prison and still more on probation for Josh to have any potential for rehabilitation to the point he can safely live in society again. Hopefully, Josh can actually begin to get treatment and begin to work toward a lifestyle where he is less likely to reoffend.
That's a problem right there. When they're saying they have to figure out how to not make him reoffend, that means he's a dangerous person. Oh, he's such a pedophile. We don't know how to prevent it.
For nothing else, the notoriety of this case has hopefully contributed to the deterrence of potential offenders and will help protect children by decreasing the demand for CSAM. We continue to love Josh and his family and will be there for them however we can. Jill and Derek weren't the only Duggar family members to speak out about Josh's sentencing. Amy Duggar King also spoke out, issuing a statement to Celebuzz on Wednesday that reads, 12 and a half years isn't enough, but I hope that every single second he's there feels like an eternity.
Oh, it will, because he's rich and elite. He's a pretty boy white douchebag that came from money. It's going to be a little bit of a culture shock.
The update comes after Josh Duggar was sentenced to 151 months, which is around 12.5 years in prison.
I hate when they say that, when they're like, oh, like 178 months. Just say how many years and a half it is. Shut up.
Prison on Wednesday, according to court documents obtained by Access Hollywood. Upon release, he will face 20 years of supervision by a parole office. He has also been ordered to have no unsupervised contact with minors per the documents.
He shouldn't even be around minors, but, you know, religious people just sweeping it under the rug. What's new?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah, this following segment was brought to you by FitsageFitness.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. FitsageFitness.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Someone watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrister. I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Shayna Mokler is ready to give up a valuable memento from her past.
This dirty, rotten imbecile is not over anything. She's one of those grumpy women that goes, I'm so over it. You know why? You should believe that I'm over my ex, because I'm saying I'm over my ex, even though all the behavior patterns show that I'm not over my ex. You must believe my words, even though I'm Shayna Mokler, and I seem like somebody that would lie about everything. But when I tell you, you get the point.
The former Miss USA is auctioning off her engagement ring from ex-husband Travis Barker. According to the auction site Worthy, the piece features a 4-carat round-cut solitaire diamond. 47-year-old Shayna shared with Us Weekly why she's parting with the sparkler and explained that she'd like to see it go to an appreciative new owner.
Oh, yeah, give me the ring that you have with your marriage with Travis. Oh, you're such an inspiration, Shayna. You're selling it because you're broke and you don't know how to make the money because you don't have any talent. Oh, no, I'm selling it to help out the environment.
Saying, I think it is a beautiful piece and truly was my dream ring. Yeah. However, that chapter of my life is over.
And I'm broke.
Even though wearing it at one time brought me great joy, I hope it will find a new home and continue to bring someone as much happiness as it once did to me. It's truly an iconic ring.
Oh yeah, your marriage, it wasn't a sham at all. You guys were truly in love.
Ugh. Bidding reportedly began at $51,000, and as of Saturday, the leading offer was for just over $70,000.
That'll cover her taxes she's behind on. I don't know how it works. I've never had to pay for taxes. But I would assume it's similar to what I just said.
The Celebrity Big Brother alum told the mag that she's hoping to get $120,000 before the auction ends on May 31st, adding that the ring was worth about $160,000.
Yeah, but it's a little worn, and you are. It's that kind of, you know, brings down the value a little bit.
Shayna and Travis were married from 2004 to 2008 and share two kids, 16-year-old daughter Alabama and 18-year-old son Landon.
Yeah, so that means, I would assume if the marriage was between 04 to 08, she probably got the ring in 02, 03 when he proposed. So yeah, it's not exactly the hot item on the market. it kind of represents Shayna. Like, it's pretty, it's good looking, but it's a little worn out. It's a little washed up. And I would say the same thing about Travis. You know what I'm saying?
In addition to Shayna's 23-year-old daughter, Atiana De La Hoya, who remains close with Travis. All three joined the Blink-182 drummer for his wedding to Kourtney Kardashian in Italy earlier this month.
And I bet Shayna called the kids that night and was like, how awful was it? I want you to tell me how awful it was. No, mom, it was actually... No. You must tell me how awful it was because I'm a single mom that makes it about me. I'm Shayna Mokler.
And Shayna told Us Weekly that she found it a, quote, lovely gesture to include her children in the festivities.
Oh, thank God your ex-husband involves his kids in his wedding. Whoa, what a good guy Travis Barker is. He did the bare minimum, like most dads nowadays.
And that she wishes the, quote, happy couple a lovely marriage.
Oh, I'm sure that's genuine.
Travis proposed to Kourtney back in October with a massive oval-cut diamond sparkler worth a reported $1 million.
Oh, yeah, it's worth 10 times more than Shayna Mokler. Sounds like the real-life Noworth, you know?
The newlyweds couldn't seem more smitten, but Kourtney admitted on a recent episode of The Kardashians that the engagement got off to an unexpectedly rocky start when she accidentally broke her new ring.
Oh, yeah. You know there's moments like that she messes up something and everything goes to crap. And he's like, you know what? I can't even be that mad. You're not Shayna.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by quadpod.com. QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy. Check it out, folks.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But, Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Nancy Pelosi is the worst. All politicians are the worst. Especially Nancy Pelosi, that dirty, rotten, walking hypocrite.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Do as I say, not as I do, because I'm a rich woman from San Francisco, so I'm better than you.
Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, was arrested over the weekend on suspicion of DUI.
Yeah.
The 82-year-old was taken into custody late Saturday in Napa.
Why is he even driving at 82? And why is he out? Just go relax at your mansion. Oh, but I don't know what Uber is. You're a boomer. You're old. Get a cab. Get a taxi.
Of DUI. The 82-year-old was taken into custody late Saturday in Napa County, California, after being involved in a car accident. No one was injured in the crash. The House Speaker.
I wonder what it was like when he was like, oh, crap. And there's probably a little bit of a drunk moment where he doesn't realize he's driving, and then he's like, oh, Nancy's not going to be happy with this. She never is happy. She just seems like a delightful woman. Someone that you want to hang out with. Someone that you can really trust. Because when I think of a genuine person, I don't think it's somebody that was telling everybody else not to go anywhere during the pandemic and then was getting a haircut without even wearing a mask. Nobody that's around Nancy is whipped. Everybody has a healthy relationship with her. Oh, she's the worst. That husband of hers? Yeah. Oh, she is a despicable woman. I just don't like her at all, man. She just gives me bad vibes. Do as I say, not as I do vibes. Also, she gives me cheap tipper vibes. Like, she would, like, tip the bare minimum.
Speaker wasn't with her husband at the time. She was in Rhode Island to deliver the commencement address at Brown University.
I wonder what it was like getting that call. Find out your dumb 82-year-old piece of garbage husband was driving around drunk. Why am I saying that Nancy Pelosi's husband is a piece of garbage? This is some news from the Daily Mail about the past of Nancy Pelosi's husband. This is not the only time that Nancy Pelosi's husband has had problems with his car. This is not the first time that he's acted up. This happened 65 years ago. And this is coming out from the Daily Mail. This isn't like a fake news report. I'm not on like, the Republican side of the news, like looking for anti-Nancy Pelosi hate. Like, this is on a website that's pretty much as middle as you can get. Also, before I even get to this article about Nancy Pelosi's husband, let me tell you, the lack of the coverage of this drunken buffoon is absolutely proof that everybody in the liberal media is completely and utterly whipped by Nancy Pelosi. They want to get the inside scoop on what's going on in the world, so they're not going to talk bad about their princess. Because, you know, if this was like Mitch McConnell's wife or something, somebody on the right side, if it was one of those Scrooges, everybody would be talking about it. Or if it was like, I guess not AOC because she's Democratic. Sarah Palin. Everybody talks about her family because she's on the right. Everyone rips into them. Oh, but she's liberal Nancy Pelosi. She was so cool the way she ripped up that paper in front of Trump. Oh, she was so edgy. We were so proud of you, you rotten old piece of garbage. You go telling everybody else and having the harshest rules for wearing masks. And then you're not following any of them. You're a dirty, rotten, has-been hack who shouldn't even have the job. Everybody's so whipped in the media by her. There is literally only one video about Nancy Pelosi's husband getting a DUI. There was nothing really from Good Morning America, but they'll keep talking about January, whatever, 6, 2021, and they'll keep talking about Trump, even though he's not in office. But, oh, a current politician's husband driving drunk like a loser? Because if you drive drunk, that means you can't handle your booze because you're not fun to be with at parties. And that means you think you're better than people because you drove drunk. Oh, but they're such good people. Yeah. Every politician, they're all assholes. And what pisses me off is liberal people. And here's what pisses me off about liberal people is that because they wanted Trump out of office so badly, they can't see any faults in their own candidates that are liberal. Because I'm telling you, if this was Ted Cruz's wife, the media would be crucifying them. And Seth Meyers and that wannabe hack known as Jimmy Kimmel that now is the liberal voice of reason, even though he did a bunch of sexist skits on The Man Show. Oh, but now Jimmy Kimmel's he's the savior of the liberal party. And then you have Jimmy Fallon. All those guys would have been making jokes about somebody on the right. But it's Nancy Pelosi. We got to protect our dirty, rotten angel. We got to protect the indecisive piece of garbage, the very polarizing angel known as Nancy Pelosi. We must protect her at all costs, even though she'll die someday and she poops and she's no different than the rest of us. We all bow down to her. Exclusive to the Daily Mail. Pelosi's multi-millionaire husband killed his 19-year-old brother when he lost control and flipped his sports car in early morning joyride when he was 16 years old. Paul Pelosi was 16 when he flipped his sports car and killed his older brother, who was passenger. According to reports at the time, David Pelosi had urged him to slow down as he approached the tight curve on California Skyway Highway. So this was around that like James Dean era where it's like, yeah, I'm a boomer. I'm one of the rugged guys. I got my hair slicked back. I'm going to go drive fast in California. Ugh. And then they were the ones that ruined the whole economy and they blame millennials. Fuck you. According to reports at the time, David Pelosi had urged him to slow down as he approached a tight curve on the Skyline Highway. It sounds like he's a little bit of a sociopath, which I would have to be a sociopath too. I would have to be out of my mind. I would have to be a bad person. I would have to be crazy. You get the point, to be married to Nancy Pelosi, to even find her attractive. So when you tell me that Nancy Pelosi's husband is a, I said that funny, husband, when you tell me Nancy Pelosi's husband is a piece of garbage, I'm not really surprised, because people that are pieces of garbage would want to marry Nancy Pelosi. But Paul Pelosi, her husband, lost control as he tried to slow down, and his car bounced between embankments, somersaulted, and landed upside down while trapping both. Paul broke his collarbone but managed to get free and summon aid. But David was strangled by a brace he wore to support a neck fracture he had in a diving accident. All of this would be covered if this was a Republican. All of it. You know how juicy that is? And the only reason I got that was because I went to a publication from the UK. Why am I getting better news from the Daily Mail than I am getting from America? Oh, that's right, because we're whipped. We're a bunch of imbeciles. But we judge everybody else. I'm just saying. All the liberal, and I don't want people thinking I side on the right or the left, because I haven't voted in 10 years. Every politician does not care about you. They care about getting elected for the power because they were ignored on the playground and weren't good enough to play sports, and they were good on the debate team, and they want the power. They don't care about us. None of them. Joe Biden should be in a nursing home. All of them. Nancy Pelosi should be at a fancy baller. She should just be in the villages, you know, just having sex parties. She seems like that. She's very, ugh, God. But every single politician, they don't care about us. And then we protect them and we, like, idolize them. People do, like, it's awesome what Nancy Pelosi has done for women's rights. It's awesome that she is a woman with a lot of power. There's some good parts about her. But my God, the fact that we protect them, that's the whole problem. They know that we protect them. They're aware that we protect them, so they keep getting away with things. It's because nobody died in the accident that they're going to go, oh, he was an old man. He was overserved. He didn't know what he was doing. If that dude that he crashed into in the car crash would have died because he was driving drunk. Yeah. If a life was taken that night, you better believe we'd be hearing a little more about it. But like religion, it's very similar to politics. When there's any corruption, just sweep it under the rug. Pretend it's not there. And my response is, you're a piece of shit. What's going on with Apple?
In today's Tech Bites, a pay raise for Apple employees. According to the Wall Street Journal, the tech giant told retail and corporate workers their paychecks will be bigger. Starting pay for hourly workers will be at least $22 an hour. Salaried employees will also get a boost.
That's what I love. I love these companies that pay very little money and then they give you like a little bit of a raise and they know that the raise is absolute garbage. They are aware that the raise is a joke, but they manipulate you into thinking that it's a good raise. Like, oh, you should be grateful that you were given a raise. We found some quarters that were in the middle of our car when we went to our fancy, you know, Tesla car wash, all us rich CEOs of every big company. And we were like, let's give the peasant coworkers a raise of 50 cents. I don't care if the original was like 15 bucks per hour and it's a $5 increase by Apple. 22 bucks to work for that sociopathic company is not good enough. And you know the salary employees probably got so much more money. Like there's times that companies will like give out like kind of a bonus. There's companies, especially during the pandemic, you have the part-time employees and then you have the full-time employees. And sometimes what they do is they'll give you like a $500 little bonus. on your next paycheck. But here's what I thought was hypocritical about all this happening during the pandemic. You hear about this company giving a little bit of a boost. You hear about this company giving a little bit of a boost. Is the hourly employees that have to count their hours like they're counting pennies, they get the small little raise. But then the people that already have a lot of money get the bigger raise. If there was any other way to explain corporate America and how it fucks the little man, it would be that.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
At least grab some lube before you screw me. This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley Master Barbershop. When I tell you that he is the best barber in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my word. I would not lie to you. I would not steer you in the wrong direction. He is at Salon Loft on West Shore or on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. For all the info, sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com. And here's the thing. Listen to me. I need you to listen to me right now. He might be booked up. You might have to wait a few days to see Rich Keeley. But he's going to hook you up. He's that good.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. And as a reminder, RyanHoppyRadio.com has all the links to all our sponsors, including Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
Tomorrow, I will be filming my first ever commercial online. Mattress by Appointment in Hillsboro. Me and Dwayne, the mattress guy, we are going to be filming a commercial that I will put on TikTok and everywhere else at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Are you looking for a new bed? A little uncomfortable? Maybe you broke your bed banging out a girl. Whatever you are into. He, she, them, they, the. Here's the thing. You spend 1/3 of your life in bed, so make it good. Because you might not even be realizing how average and how okay your sleep is until you get a good bed from Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro at 813-452-5555. That's 813-452-5555. And the thing is, you're going to realize that you need good sleep. And even then, you know, you're always going to be grateful when you go to Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro and you tell Dwayne, the mattress guy, that I sent you.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Aw, cute. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson kiss and are matching blondes.
Oh, yeah. Holy midlife crisis.
In video she posted to her Instagram story on Sunday. Along with this shot of them kissing, Kim took to social media to share this video of Pete whispering in her ear.
Okay, I will say this. I think it's genuine because he's kind of mature enough but crazy. And Kim wants to live young. And I think she likes crazy guys. But all the crazy guys she's dated or married weren't aware or weren't being honest with themselves about how crazy they are. But Pete's very honest about how crazy he is. And I think it really resonates with Kim. I think it really turns her on.
As she blushes away. And this black and white video of the couple rocking black shades while sticking their tongue out, rockstar style.
Enough of that, please. Pete and... I don't know don't know what I was just about to say. Pete and Kim Kardashian have like cool vibes, but don't go copying MGK and Megan Fox. It's like the HPV of relationships.
It's always so much fun.
Kim and Pete's latest PDA moment comes after Pete made his first low-key appearance following his exit from SNL after 8 years.
Him and Colin Jost seem like they didn't get along at all.
On Friday, the comedian was spotted outside of Kim's Calabasas office, rocking a shower cap over his newly bleached blonde hair.
Got it.
Pete is giving a thumbs up in the shot while Kim seemingly worked on a photo shoot.
What I like about it, like when they went to the Met Gala, Pete Davidson was nowhere to be found. And he's probably just chilling in the VIP room, eating snacks, which is probably like a piece of tofu because you're at the Met Gala and they all eat about 80 calories a day. But I like that you don't always see him out and about because he's like not always needing to be famous. Like she's protecting him. And that's something the Kardashians never do is protect each other.
Speaking of thumbs up, last week, Caitlyn Jenner raved about Kim and Pete's relationship on the Pivot podcast.
Which I didn't like this. I'll explain.
We need a comedian in the family. We don't need more rappers. We need comedians in the family.
Here's the thing. What I didn't like about that is it's going to make Kanye mad. You're going to hear what Caitlyn Jenner said, and you're just going to go like, did you really need to bring up drama again?
She revealed her thoughts on how Pete compares to Kim's estranged ex-husband, Kanye West.
Pete is 180 degrees the other direction.
What? Why are you saying this?
And what it was like meeting Pete for the first time.
First of all, he treats her so well. And when they were over here, Kim is so happy, and Kim deserves to be happy.
Okay. But when you're doing that, you're going to spark the sociopathic, not taking my meds, bipolar side of Kanye, because she's saying all the things that Pete does, Kanye didn't do, and it hasn't happened, so maybe it's not going to happen, and maybe Kanye's laying low. But I just thought she was kind of, I thought that Caitlyn Jenner was kind of putting her, not in danger, but you're throwing shots at Kanye when trashing Kanye is so like 4 months ago.
She's been through a hell of a lot in her life.
Good. Just keep saying that.
You know? And she deserves happiness.
Kim and Pete have been dating since October.
Wow, it's that long.
And recently, a source told ET that Pete is ready to take his relationship with Kim to the next level. Saying, quote, Kim and Pete are doing great. She definitely foresees a strong, healthy, and promising future with him.
Yeah.
He is so respectful of her and treats her like an absolute queen.
He does seem to do that. I will give that to him.
He is completely enamored by her beauty and talent. Adding, quote, he thinks she's an awesome mom and would more than likely take their relationship to the next level in a heartbeat.
Well, we know because you got engaged to Ariana Grande after like 25 minutes. So it's not really out of the question. The guy that got a tattoo of every girl he's ever banged on his body, it's not really out of the question that you would marry Kim. We're not like, oh my God, Pete Davidson's a little crazy and does decisions really fast.
He's just super genuine.
Mm.
When ET spoke to Kim in April, she revealed what it is about dating Pete that has her smitten.
Yeah.
It's just really fun to just hang out and do nothing.
Got it.
And watch TV and just...
I think it's she never got to live a normal life because she's just a girl from money. So I think... I don't know if she would partake in weed. Maybe an edible. Like, I'll take a piece real quick. But I just feel like... with Kim, it's sort of like she didn't really get to live any bit of a childhood. So I feel like having Pete around, like she's like, wow, this is like what the people that watch my show do. It makes her feel young.
Just do nothing. That's my favorite thing.
Yeah. 856-49 Hoppy.
Patrick Mahomes and Brittany Matthews are ready to be a family of four. The Kansas City Chiefs quarterback and his wife are expecting their second child.
Yeah, I don't know. She gets a lot of hate, and because he seems to really love her. So here's my thing. It's like, and we'll never be able to prove if Patrick Mahomes has cheated on her or not, but if Patrick Mahomes were to never cheat on this woman and be with her forever unless he gets a divorce, then I get it. Because they're high school sweethearts, I believe, or at least since college. They've been together forever. So if he's a really good dude that doesn't cheat, this relationship is genuine. But if he's not, you know, breaking up with her because he feels locked down, then I don't have respect for him. Because she, man, she's hard to handle. She seems like a nice woman, and I'm sure she's a loyal girlfriend, but she makes it about her at all times. I'm just saying, like the... Shut up.
Patrick and Brittany revealed the news in a cute Instagram post over Memorial Day weekend and included their one-year-old daughter, Sterling, in on the festivities.
That's a good name.
Their joint announcement featured the little one holding a sign that revealed she has big sister duties on the way. The couple also showed a first peek at their baby-to-be with an ultrasound image in the final slide and captioned the post, Round 2.
Oh, God.
The big update comes just 2 months after the pair tied the knot in Hawaii, with Sterling front and center, of course.
Yeah, he didn't really pull out before the game.
Patrick and Brittany confirmed their happy news.
That didn't even make any sense. I think it kind of did.
Joint Instagram posts, each writing Mr. and Mrs. Mahomes alongside white hearts in their captions, and Brittany immediately updated her Insta bio to reflect her new last name.
If she doesn't, I'm not trying to sound like, oh, the woman can't get excited at the game. But if she were to behave, her and Jackson, I think he could have a good season. But my God, Jackson Mahomes and her were making it about them at the party. Shut up.
The lovebirds enjoyed tropical festivities leading up to their I do's, posing for a cute picnic photo with their little one just one day before.
Oh, how cute.
Patrick and Brittany's nuptials come more than a year after the Super Bowl 54 champ proposed on the fitness influencer's 25th birthday back in September 2020.
Hell yeah, quarter life crisis!
Though Brittany revealed on social media at the time that she couldn't have imagined the moment going any better, the NFL superstar revealed in an interview with KCSP 610 Sports Radio that he was more nervous to pop the question than he was to play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Because you're like, do I really want to spend the rest of my life with this woman?
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Westchase Printing and DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. Posters, business cards, yard signs, the banner I have here at the Happy Hour headquarters. That can be manifested. Right there at WestchasePrinting.com. And, like, they were going to already give you a good deal if you went there and just went to West Chase Printing. But when you name drop them and you say that you heard about it on Happy Hour, oh, they're going to hook you up.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for Turtle Face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, yeah. 856. 49 Hoppy. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, at Hoppy Hour, at Hoppy in Morning on Twitter, Hoppy Hour Radio, Ryan Hoppy Radio, and Hoppy in the Morning on Instagram. Ryan Hoppy Radio at gmail.com for all the info. RyanHoppyRadio.com. Get it, Ryan Hoppy Radio. My name's Ryan Hoppy, and I work in radio. Get it? Get what I did there?
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
What's happening? Go to every single platform that has a podcast to listen. Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Mixcloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Odyssey. I think that's all of them.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, and let's kick off today's video with Bobby Brown and
Why?
Janet Jackson. Last night, part one of Bobby's A&E biography special aired, and he had a big smile on his face.
I wonder how genuine it is and how much of it makes him look like a good dude. Like, I wonder how much of it is fictional.
While discussing his alleged relationship with a control singer. During this part, Bobby admitted that he had a big crush on Janet, and he also revealed the reason why their alleged relationship didn't work out. According to the former New Edition...
Stop with the alleged. They banged.
...and singer, these two broke it off because Janet couldn't be with someone like himself and that her father wouldn't allow it. Bobby also went on to share that he felt like Janet was the crush of his life. But after these two broke it off, he met the love of his life.
Yeah, the word crush and the word love is a little different. The word crush is friends with benefits. The word love is marriage.
Whitney Houston, who he went...
Yeah, you know Janet Jackson when she found out that these two were dating? Right here? Right here?
After these two broke it off, he met the love of his life, Whitney Houston, who he...
And she saw how that happened and how that went down, and she's like, yeah, I really dodged the bullet.
Went on to marry. Talk about an interesting triangle.
Not really. You sleep around in Hollywood.
Also a talented one. But speaking of another alleged triangle, Liam Payne's girlfriend, Aliana Malwa, is...
Looks like major side chick energy.
Sharing her side of the story regarding cheating allegations with the singer after his ex-fiance, Maya Henry, took to social media to react to a fan-posted photo of Liam with Aliana. While the beauty's rep told Hollywood Life exclusively that she is taken aback by the accusations that Liam cheated with her.
And she looks like a side chick. She's a fitness model.
And according to the rep, she wouldn't have involved herself in the public relationship if there was any truth to this speculation.
No, you just got caught, honey. You loved every second of it. No one was really talking about you. No one knew who the hell you were. And then you started dating Liam Payne. Oh, look at me. I got a big butt.
Aliana's rep also noted that she's very protective of her personal life and has nothing more to say at the moment other than she's very happy and does not...
And I am the side chick and I like to keep things private and I like to ruin relationships. And then wonder why I'm never in a genuine one, because all the relationships are from broken relationships that I ruined. I'm kind of a homewrecker.
I don't wish to discuss this situation moving forward. But all right, now on to our favorite new dad, A$AP Rocky.
Yeah.
Yesterday, it was released that the rapper did a cover story in an interview with Dazed Magazine, and he shared the one thing he never wants his baby to lose.
What?
Speaking to the outlet, Rocky revealed that he will always remind his children to never lose their imagination, even as adults. No matter what.
He should also talk to them about not having orgies at age 13. That actually happened with A$AP.
Harlem native also went on to share that he hopes to raise his children to be open-minded and that overall, he just wants a cool child with cool parents. I mean, A$AP's son has him and most importantly...
Whatever, shut up. 856-49-HAPPY. 856-494-6773.
Christina Hall is getting ready for her next big move.
Oh, we're so worried. Thanks for the update, whoever the hell you are.
On Monday, the 38-year-old HGTV star gave an update on her upcoming move back to Newport Beach, California.
Oh, that's so cool. We're all struggling to get by. But Christine Hall's moving into her dream house. That's good. Ugh. Entitlement!
The mother of three shared a sweet picture of her hugging her two-year-old son, Hudson, who...
I don't care. So everything's going great for her through pictures. Because when you have to let everybody know that you're doing great, you're always doing great. You're never overcompensating.
2-1 Soaring above expectations, Top Gun Maverick blew away the competition over the weekend.
What else came out?
Becoming the top-grossing Memorial Day picture in history.
Oh wow, it's not saying much. Who really would ever go to movies on Memorial Day?
Is probably the most important Memorial weekend in the history of the box office.
Why?
Given the past 2 years and
I forgot about COVID. Oh yeah, I love that. I love when they say like, oh, the projections are up for the movie business. Oh my God, the ratings. And the money that's coming in is up 100% since 2020. Like, duh, it went from zero to something. Of course it's going to be an increase.
And how the pandemic really sidelined movie theaters in a very profound way.
Duh.
Fueled by a full-throttle marketing campaign and a production design for the ultimate big screen experience.
Like we're in the cockpit, in the mix. Everything moving around us with the top sound, everything, like we're there.
Yeah, yeah, bro. It's so awesome, dude. Cool.
Shut up!
Here's my thing. I want to know, like, how actually good it was, because everybody that is from the 80s is going to love it. It's an unhealthy nostalgia. It's like, oh, yeah, I was in my 20s when this came out. But I want to know how good it really is. Not the biased, everything was great in the 80s. No. Was it actually a good movie?
Maverick also getting strong word of mouth, building momentum all weekend long.
Yeah, it's not like it's the most talked about movie amongst boomers and Gen Xers.
Tom Cruise is, there ain't nobody like him.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
That's why we're here.
Everyone here is the best there is. Who the hell are they going to get to teach us?
Captain.
L. Ron Hubbard.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Hour will be right back.
Oh yeah, this following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, 2800 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. When I tell you that they are the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. For all the info, AmirAcademy.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Hey, a phone booth. I can call my nephew. Whoa, a real live robot. Or is that some kind of cheesy New Year's costume?
Bite my shiny metal ass.
It doesn't look so shiny to me.
Shinier than yours, meatbag.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Speaking of Top Gun and living in the past...
You know who else never takes a break? Tom Cruise. He told Bella Magazine he takes 0 days off because he's living the dream.
Yeah. He seems like a weird guy, man.
Would you be willing to work that hard, Daisy Lynn, if it meant you got Tom's career?
I would, if I had Tom's career, you'd have to work that hard. You don't get there by taking a lot of breaks.
Yeah. That's why we make about 80,000 talking about the celebrities, because we don't have the talent or the drive or the work ethic.
Yes. To his status. But it is important to take some time off.
Oh, yeah. That's why you're sitting there at E! News.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Low plead with security in case...
Let me rewind that. It was not the perfect transition. The show's never perfect!
See Diplo plead with security in Cannes to let him into the party he's booked to DJ. The celeb shares a hilarious video of his attempt to access a Cannes festival yacht where he says he's supposed to be.
Although Diplo does look like somebody that would try to crash a party.
Captions the video, quote, "I was booked to DJ a yacht party in Cannes, but security wouldn't let me in."
You know the security knew who he was, but they're like, let's just mess with him. I love when you go to a fancy party or any nightclub and the security guards are so badass, bro. Trust me. You don't need to have the cooped up car. You don't need the Magnum condoms. You're not that big, bruh.
As he goes back and forth with the event's gatekeepers, Diplo adds in text that he realized, quote, "The yacht was empty, so I was about to take the L and go get food."
I would too.
To be honest, can't blame him when up against this level of guest list scrutiny. Luckily for the superstar DJ, the owner of the boat realized what was happening and invited him behind the velvet rope.
All the girls around him are like, oh my god, it's like buying an expensive meal and then the credit card almost doesn't go through.
He says alongside his vid, "Next time, I'm adding myself to the guest list."
That's cool.
This kind of moment will definitely keep anyone grounded.
Yeah, you know, he didn't feel that important. Also, who knows what EDM DJs look like?
And the fact he put it on Instagram seems to suggest he took the denial in stride.
Or to heart, and wants to let everybody know. I need everyone to tell me how great I am to give me validation. Speaking of someone who needs validation at all times.
Kaylee Cuoco has got more jobs than Lonnie. My girl Kaylee Cuoco is Smirnoff, Zernoff's new CSO. That's Chief Summer Officer. Why did I not see that on LinkedIn?
And oh, whatever.
Let me tell you, she has already had the training she needs.
One of the best parts about being an adult is we get to call this networking.
Her drinking Smirnoff.
You must be the Beyonce of summer plans if you got that job.
I got that job. I love that job. Love working with Smirnoff. Love drinking Smirnoff responsibly. I
feel like, of course, you never get drunk and tell everybody how sad you are. You're the life of the party.
You're that girl who has the backyard where you're like, come, please. It's going to be casual. And then when you get there, it's not casual at all.
Listen, it's both of those things. It's casual, but I'm always set up for you. Like, I don't bring people over and be like, what are we going to order? I've got the bar is set. Food is ordered. I want people to have all the things that they need because I love hosting.
How do I get the job or even apply for the job for the second assistant to the summer chief officer?
You already have that job. You are welcome to come party anytime.
I'm nauseated. The video said she's going to take a break from Hollywood. Please, we need a break from you. Speaking of someone we need a break from, and we've almost had a break from, she's been on and off for the last years, but you didn't realize how annoying she was until she's back.
Has Mama June gotten married? The 42-year-old Mama June Road to Redemption star secretly tied the knot with 34-year-old beau Justin Stroud.
And he looks like somebody you would see yelling on his flip phone at the Walgreens in Pinellas Park. He just looks like white trash.
According to multiple reports. The duo wed at a courthouse in Georgia on March 23rd.
Oh, it's true love. Oh, this is going to last 2 weeks. Until someone breaks the crack pipe.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by ZRadioLive.com, the best internet radio around. Every Thursday, we are syndicated 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Pacific time on Odyssey and TuneIn. Search up Z Radio. This is also, who else has been brought to you by? Let me see here. I want to make sure I give everybody love, man. Everybody deserves it. Everyone needs. You know what I mean? One second. Ryan Hoppy. I feel like I should know all my sponsors. This is kind of making me look a little bad. Not really. 856-49-HOPPY. I did Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro. I did them all. Okay. We're going to come back and wrap up everything, which I was going to make a wrapping up joke about, you know, you shouldn't knock up women, but that wasn't funny.
Happy hour.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Hey guys, it's Allie from Hollywood Life with your Kylie Jenner Roundup. Let's jump into it today with Kylie Jenner because she gave us a glimpse of her baby boy who was born in February.
You notice how nobody cares, but they keep talking about it? But I'm covering it, so maybe I do care.
Now, we're not exactly sure what the baby's real name is yet, but we now know his adorable little feet are chunky and cute.
Yeah.
The beauty mogul took to Instagram stories to share a sweet photo of his little feet as he stood in a Fisher-Price walker next to his big sister, Stormy.
They're so relatable.
Kylie captioned the picture, "I made these little feet." That is something to be proud of. Switching gears to Travis Barker's ex, Shayna Mokler, because according to...
All right, we already heard about her. She's looking for attention. She's going to be alone forever. See if there's anything else. There's a huge fashion secret. A lot of times, some of the news sites play the same news that was on another site, so we haven't talked about this yet.
Defamation trial between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard is now in the hands of a jury. NBC's Miguel Almaguer is at the courthouse in Northern Virginia, where we are.
Can you imagine just having to cover this? Yuck.
We're on verdict watch now. Miguel, good morning to you.
Craig, good morning. Jury deliberations actually began Friday for a few hours. They'll resume for the first full day today, and the jury will have plenty to talk about. This trial.
Yeah, it's just like a. This is. If there was. Court case that was just a walking STD, it would be this case. It's just, ugh.
Of course, lasted about 6 weeks. There was 100 hours of testimony.
Yeah.
Both Johnny Depp and his ex-wife Amber Heard took the stand for 5 days during this trial. It was very sordid and salacious. We learned details inside their marriage. That certainly went public and around the world over the last couple of weeks. At the center of this court at the case is Amber Heard's 2018 Washington Post op-ed in which she wrote she was the victim of domestic abuse. Johnny Depp says
that
cost him his career. He is suing.
I was trying to do a fart joke, and then they said, because, like, she's fun to make fun of, Amber Heard, blah, blah, blah. But Johnny Depp probably did punch her, so that was bad timing. This sound effect represents the bad timing that was. 856-49-HOPPY.
In today's Tech Bites, word that Samsung may be cutting way back on production. A new report from South Korea claims the world's leading smartphone maker plans to decrease output this year by 30 million units. Pandemic-related slumping sales and supply chain shortages are partially to blame.
Without a Samsung smartphone, how is a Pinellas drug dealer going to make any money?
Money.
Just saying. 856-49-HOPPY.
The next iPhone is expected to come with an always-on display mode. It may rely on the same technology used in newer Apple Watches.
That is evil, because we're all trying to get off our phone and put it away. And to always have the screen on? Oh, go away. Please, buy me too.
Allowing low-powered screens.
Notice how I said buy me because I can't afford it?
To display limited information even when locked. And Snapchat is rolling out a new feature making it easier for users to share memories. With the new shared stories feature, users included in the group can add their friends as well. As with all Snapchat
stories. I don't care. Here's the thing. Snapchat memories is triggering because you'll you could delete memories all you want on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, but man, Snapchat, you can't delete the memories. And you'll see an ex-girlfriend and you're like, ah! Man, I wonder what the neighbors think of those sounds.
Well, now it's time to talk about the NBA Finals. They are set this morning. The Boston Celtics holding off the Miami Heat in a very dramatic Game 7 of the Eastern Conference.
Oh, did you watch it? Probably not. I don't know. It's like I just despise everything Boston. I despise their fans more than anything. So I always hate because I respected Brady, but I didn't like the Patriots. I just hate the whole New England area. There's a bunch of assholes. Everyone says the Chicago accent's annoying. Shut the fuck up, Boston. So I hate when a team from there makes the finals, because then it's like I really don't want them to win. I hate the Bruins. I hate the Patriots. I hate the Celtics. And goddamn, I hate the Red Sox. So whenever they're in the ultimate championship game, it makes my blood boil that they're there.
Conference finals last night, advancing to face the Golden State Warriors. Will Reeve is here now with that. It was a close game to the finish.
What a game down to the wire.
Oh, yeah. There was also a blowouts at times. The amount of blowouts we've had in the postseason this year, my God. Britney Spears reveals why she didn't attend the Met Gala.
They came to the 2022 Met Gala.
Oh, my God. I can't even play this video. Why do these companies supply their talent with awful webcam microphones? Why do famous comedians have awful microphones? What is this quality? This is E! News.
Spears' absence was simple. She just didn't want to go all the...
Hey, guys, this is a professional news network. Oh my God. Get your act together. Just saying.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Board, 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 board.
Board. Money. And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.